Winter. Here is what I do on the first day of snowfall every year. I step out of the house early in the morning, still in my pajamas, hugging my arms against the chill. I find the driveway, my father's car, the walls, the trees, the rooftops, and the hills buried under a foot of snow. I smile. The sky is seamless and blue, the snow so white, my eyes burn. I shovel a handful of fresh snow into my mouth. Listen to the muffled stillness, broken only by the cawing of crows. I walk down the front steps, barefoot, and call for Hassan to come out and see. Winter was every kid's favorite season in Kabul, at least those whose fathers could afford to buy a good iron stove. The reason was simple. They shut down school for the icy season. Winter, to me, was the end of long division and naming the capital of Bulgaria, and the start of 3 months of playing cards by the stove with Hassan, free Russian movies on Tuesday mornings at Cinema Park, sweet turnip korma over rice for lunch after a morning of building snowmen. And kites, of course. Flying kites. And running them. For a few unfortunate kids, winter did not spell the end of the school year. They were the so-called voluntary winter courses. No kid I knew ever volunteered to go to these classes. Parents, of course, did the volunteering for them. Fortunately for me, Baba wasn't one of them. I remember one kid, Ahmad, who lived across the street from us. His father was some kind of doctor, I think. Ahmad had epilepsy and always wore a wool vest and thick black-rimmed glasses. He was one of Asef's regular victims. Every morning, I watched from my bedroom window as their Hazara servant shoveled snow from the driveway, cleared the way for the black opal. I made a point of watching Ahmad and his father get into the car, Ahmad in his wool vest and winter coat, his school bag filled with books and pencils. I waited until they pulled away, turned a corner, then I slipped back into bed in my flannel pajamas. I pulled the blanket to my chin and watched the snow-capped hills in the north through the window. Watched them until I drifted back to sleep. I loved wintertime in Kabul. I loved it for the soft pattering of snow against my window at night, for the way fresh snow crunched under my black rubber boots, for the warmth of the cast iron stove as the wind screeched through the yards and the streets, but mostly because, as the trees froze and ice covered the roads, the chill between Baba and me thawed a little, and the reason for that was the kites. Baba and I lived in the same house, but in different spheres of existence. Kites were the one paper-thin slice of intersection between those spheres.